Absolutely. Well, one of the chapters that stuck out to me when I was reading was how much God gives us relatively to what we can handle. Speaking of messes, and you say that you feel like the belief that God will never give us more than we can handle is a fundamental misconception. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is I've heard many people say God won't ever give you more than you can handle. I disagree, firmly and strongly disagree. And interesting you should bring that up. That's one of the chapters that's caused the most controversy.
Really?
Yes, yes. I believe God always gives us more than we can handle because it brings us to a place where we know it's not about us, but it is totally about Him.
Right.
Because there's nothing left that we can do. There's nothing left. It has to be about Him. It has to be about His guidance. It has to be about His wisdom. It has to be about His strength. And I realize that we say God won't give you more than He can handle because we really want to comfort people when they're going through tough times. But honestly, the best comfort is to speak the truth. And the truth is, this is more than you can handle right now.
Well, and I feel like there's encouragement even in the midst of a sobering truth there, isn't there? Because if we try to handle the problems ourselves, in and of ourselves, we're going to come up short every time. But He's right there with us. Have you found that to be the case as well? I mean, He is there to provide the strength and wisdom that you need.
Absolutely. And this chapter came out of me being a little bit angry because I was going through a very, very difficult time in my life. And I felt like I was totally alone, as if no one could understand me. No one knew what I was going through. There were a very few key people that really knew what was going on and how it was going on. And I had a very well-meaning person say, "They're there. You know, God won't ever give you more than you can handle." And I, unfortunately, did not respond in the most Christ-like manner. I'm going to be honest with you. I basically turned around and said to her, "You know what? I believe that's a lie."
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes myself gets the best of me. And she was a little shocked, to tell you the truth.
Oh, sure.
But I said, "This is more than I can handle. And unless God intervenes, I in and of myself, I'm not going to make it."
Understood. And yeah. I imagine He did.
He did intervene. And He's so faithful. That's the other message is that God is faithful in those moments that He brings us to. We just have to learn to step back and lean on Him, rely on Him.